Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, you know, when you go to concerts, there's always the dilemma. Do you fork out all that cash to buy one of the T-shirts? And, you know, it's easy when you look and you're like, I don't really like any of those designs. Like
I always, or it seems like spending $60 right. for a T-shirt is a little bit expensive when you probably already spent $400 on the concert ticket.
Exactly. But sometimes when it's a real cool one, like it's easy when you look and you're like, I don't really like any of those. Then it's easy to be like, look at me, I'm not buying a T-shirt. But sometimes there's a design on there that's awesome.
Well, for me, it's more like that concert was so great, I'm mm-hmm. going to get one. But then what happens is they're all sold out.
Right.
By the time I decide to do that.
Right, because you waffle up and back. Remember when right. we both went to the Rolling Stones?
Oh, they were gone by the
Mick
end
Jagger
of the concert.
Came out in one of his shirts.
But they were all completely gone by the end of the concert.
He was wearing his own merch.
He was.
Anyway, the reason we're bringing this up is because apparently some of those T-shirts maybe worth a lot more than $60, right?
Apparently they go up, some of them may go up in value, mm-hmm. especially if you buy your shirt from the Franklin Mint, then it's really going to, there's a list. Somebody did some research by yeah. looking at what T-shirts sold like on eBay and mm-hmm. Reverb or whatever yeah. different sites and found out what the top ones were. And I quick glance at the top 10. I do have a couple of Paul McCartney shirts, and they say those go for $180.
Yeah, that comes in at like number 7. Now, Kyle, who works in our office, who's been to, no exaggeration, 60-plus Pearl Jam concerts. I wonder if he gets a T-shirt at each one. He can maybe turn some of those in for about $170.
The number 1 on the list here is Nirvana, and I don't think they mean the ones you get at Target.
Right.
$279 for a Nirvana shirt. My niece went to Nirvana, a Nirvana show. She lived in the Pacific Northwest, and she really went to see the Butthole Surfers, so she was out in the smoking area the whole time when Nirvana
really?
Was
wow.
on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But, you know, so I think she did not buy a shirt.
Right. You know, this is interesting because now it does branch off into that question of when you see someone in their 20s wearing Rolling Stones 1973 tour shirt.
Well, I think it's okay to wear like a Rolling Stones shirt from Target or whatever, but when it pretends to be from a specific concert.
Right.
Like the Beatles at Shea Stadium, they didn't even sell T-shirts at Shea Stadium.
No, Kitty, I got one when I was there.
Yeah, I'm sure
I remember
you did.
Getting it.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.